Hello and welcome to
Game Together.
Hello, I am as always James, and I'm here with my very, very good friend and also daughter,
Lois. I've always been here my entire life, other than when I was not here.
You were here for all of the time, and apart from the time when you weren't here.
Yes, apart from the time I was dead.
Well, you weren't dead, you just weren't alive yet.
Yes, what he said.
And you've had a bit of an incident, haven't you, Lois?
Sadly, yeah.
What's happened to you?
I fractured my wrist.
Fractured your wrist? How did you do that? I mean, I know how you did that, but why don't you tell everyone how you did it?
Skipping?
That's not... I mean, how did you break your wrist skipping? Were you going very fast?
Yeah.
So fast that you were a blur and your wrist fractured at the speed that you were skipping.
No, I was skipping and then I did like 5 roly-polies and then landed on my arm.
Oh no, that's no good. Hey, I tell you what. That's just further evidence, as I like to say, that doing sport is dangerous.
Yes.
It's better to stay at home and play video games.
Yes.
No one ever got injured playing video games, did they?
No one's ever.
No.
Ever.
No one's ever been in a cast for playing video games. I think you can get, like, I've sometimes had slightly painful thumbs if I play too much, but, you know.
That's the only thing.
That's about it. So, there you go, kids.
And squared eyes for staring at the screen
for staring at the screen for too long. But there you are, yeah. You know, steer clear of sport, steer clear of any real physical activity.
Oi!
Stay at home and play video games indoors. Yeah?
No.
No, that's terrible advice. Don't listen to anything I say. I am a bad, bad role model when it comes to things like that. But no, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, but how is this going to affect your gaming, Lois? Is it what sort of mobility have you got in your fingers and thumb?
Well, I won't be able to, like, bend this part of the hand to try and cling on to it.
Right.
I'm just going to use this.
So you can hold...
Can you hold a controller?
Let's test it out. We've got an Xbox controller here. Let's give that a quick test. Can you successfully hold a controller? Doesn't look great.
No, not entirely.
Not brilliant. Maybe a Switch controller might be okay, a small one.
Haven't got
one in here, but might be okay. Let's see. I can
hold this.
Certainly your competitive gaming might take a hit, but hopefully playing games like Monster Hunter Stories 2, which we'll come on to very soon, will still be okay.
Rise. You always forget the Rise.
There isn't a Rise. It's not called Monster Hunter Rise Stories
2. I thought it was Monster Hunter Stories Rise 2.
No. There's Monster Hunter Rise, and then there's also Monster Hunter Stories 2.
Oh.
Which leads us nicely on to what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about Monster Hunter Stories 2, that's for sure. But first, we're going to talk about some exciting news. It's some news that we've been waiting for ages for, because your little sister has been after a Switch for quite a long time.
Yes.
I frankly have been waiting for a new Switch for quite a long time, and the ability to hand...
And I'm not bothered.
Yours is fine.
I
want to hand on my Switch to LC. Which means we've been waiting for this brand new Switch to be announced. We've had lots of rumours. We've had rumours for, I think, 2 to 3 years, it seems like. People talking about this brand new Switch. Is it going to be a Switch Pro? Is it going to be more powerful? Is it going to be 4K?
Is it going to have a big screen?
Is it going to have a massive screen? Is it going to have wings? All sorts of crazy, crazy rumours we've been listening to for quite some while. And finally, after a very long time, just last week they announced it. And I think I can sum it up as, frankly, underwhelming. Is it more powerful? No. Does it do anything the other one didn't do? No.
Sort of.
It's got a better screen.
And the back thing you can adjust.
And a slightly improved kickstand. That's your lot. And if I'm honest...
White controllers.
And they're pretty sweet. Like, they're nice. I mean, you know... I caveat this straight away with, I'm definitely going to get one. So that's the thing. I'm going to get one.
I'm
going to get the brand new Switch. We're going to, you know, we'll polish up the other one. The long and short of it is that's what's going down. But I think to talk about what makes this new one different, that's going to be super important. So if you've already got a Switch, is this a good idea to buy this brand new Switch? So let's talk quickly about the differences in the new one. So it has got this really cool new screen.
Yeah.
It's OLED. So when you're looking for it, you're looking for the Switch OLED model, and OLED is a type of screen technology. So the current screen uses LCD screen, which is liquid crystal display.
I've never heard of.
Well, there you go. But it's pretty old technology, and the screen I think is all right on the current Switch. But I am excited to see how big of a difference this new one makes. Supposedly it's going to be a lot brighter. It's also slightly bigger.
10 centimetres.
It's 7 inches, I think it is. So it's like slightly less of a board around the edge. So that's quite nice. I'm quite keen to see, just to have a bit of a bigger screen. So it's got a much nicer screen. So I think if you play a lot in handheld mode, that's going to be cool. But like if you've already got a Switch in your house, is it worth buying a new one for this purpose? I'm not.
Buy a new one, sell your old one.
Yeah, you could, but it's an extra. It's £50 more expensive, I think, somewhere in that area. It's £310, where the old one is generally around about £250. So it is more expensive, and I'm not sure it's worth it. So I don't know. I think
I'd see what review it got, like 5-star, 4-star, 3-star. If it was 4 or 5, I'd buy it. If it was 3, maybe.
If you don't have a Switch, I'd say get it. Absolutely, without a doubt, this is the model to get. So if you haven't yet, but for some reason you're listening to this and you haven't yet bought a Switch or you're thinking about buying one, I would totally recommend going for this model of Switch. It's definitely going to be the best one. It's got improved kickstand, better screen, and it's got an Ethernet port in the back
white
of the dock.
Handles.
And it's got the white controllers, which looks pretty nice
as
well.
I love the white handles.
It also comes with the blue and red ones, which are also pretty cool.
Nice. I'd go white, though.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely get the white one, I think. If you're looking to get a second one in your family or something like that, then I think that does make it an option as well, doesn't it?
Yes.
So you could then, I think, again, it's the best one to buy if you're thinking of buying a new one. I suspect they're just going to get rid of the old one and just this will be the main one. But it is a bit disappointing. I was hoping for a new model that did something a bit different.
Yeah, they had extra controllers or something that have, like, special moves that if you don't, like, press XX, it's a special move. If it's, like, you press Z63, it does your special move or something.
Okay, so let me put this another way. If they did bring out a Switch Pro and it was more powerful and it did different things.
More games
and stuff like that. But imagine there were some games you could only play on the Switch Pro. So you've got the original Switch, you've got the Switch Lite, and you couldn't play some games. How would that make you feel?
Quite disappointed, because I really enjoy playing new games. And if we were to maybe buy the Switch Pro, I would first see what the new games were and see if it was worth it. If there was like one game I really wanted to play, well, then that's not really like worth it to buy £363 just for one game that's on it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing is, we're, for people that play a lot of video games, they're like, we want a Switch Pro, we want this 4K one, we want it to do different things. But when you think about like us playing games together, actually, separating the Switch Pro and normal Switch, and meaning games, some games can only play on one or the other, would be rubbish, wouldn't it? I mean, we couldn't play games together, and I think that's, it would kind of split the players, and I don't think that's a very good idea. So I do get it, but I would have loved a little bit of a power bump. I feel like after a few years now, the Switch is feeling a little bit old, feels a little bit like it needs a bit more power to it.
Yep.
And that's true, especially in a game like Monster Hunter Stories 2, which is what we're going to be talking about today.
Now.
Right now. Right now. So if you're ready for that, then let's do it. Let's talk about it right now. So,
it's now.
So what we've been playing most recently, Monster Hunter Stories 2. Now this...
My favourite game in the whole wide world. Nothing can change that. Maybe it will get changed, but so far.
As of right now. Right, first of all, Lois, I want you to tell me a little bit about, big picture, what is Monster Hunter Stories 2? What's going on?
It is a game where you hunt for monsters and get their eggs and you form a bond with them. And then instead of them being monsters, they become monsties. And then you can ride them, battle with them, go into Monster Den, get eggs, buy armour, and buy armour for someone.
Oh, the little cat guy?
Yeah.
Whose name escapes you. Navaru, I think he's called, isn't he? Yeah.
He's apparently called Naviru to Kanya.
Okay.
It's called.
So, you've said before that this game incorporates all of your favourite things.
Monsters.
Monsters, yes.
Designing clothes.
Designing clothes and outfits, yeah.
And riding the monsters.
And riding on monsters. And it is really good. It's good fun. What, have you played a Monster Hunter game before?
Only demos.
Which demo have you played?
Monster Hunter Rise demo.
Monster Hunter Rise. What did you think of that?
Well, I wasn't really, like, so keen on it, only because, like, you only got, like, two allies, you defeated a few monsters, then bomb you at the end of the game.
I'm not sure we defeated a single monster, to be honest, in that game. Like, we tried the demo, but I've never been a big fan of the Monster Hunter game, so, like, I've sort of tried quite a few, and I just didn't get on with them. I don't know why, but I can't beat any of the monsters. I don't really know what I'm doing. If it feels really spongy, they're just, you know, I've not enjoyed them at all, even though I've heard amazing things about them. I'm sure they're fantastic games, but I just haven't got into it. I'd never played Monster Hunter Stories 1. Have you played Monster Hunter Stories 1?
Never heard of it ever existing.
That was on the DS, that game, so it's pretty old. So yeah, we never played that. So, you know, so would you jump into Monster Hunter Stories 2 if you've never played Monster Hunter Stories 1?
Yes.
Doesn't matter, does it? Doesn't matter if you've never played the other one.
Doesn't really matter.
So it's a brand new... Is it a totally brand new story?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know because you haven't played the first one, so you don't know. But it doesn't feel like we're missing out on anything, does it?
Nope.
So tell us a bit more about the story. You start off as this... As a boy or a girl.
You choose your gender. And then you go out and you're... Should I say what the first monsters you get?
I think it's cool. Yeah, you can tell a bit about the start of the game. That's okay.
So you do it. You get your first monster is a Kuluyaku.
What does that look like?
It's like a bird. I think cross llama. Because it looks a little bit like a llama.
It's quite like... It looks a bit like velociraptor-ish, I think. It looks like a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah. Velociraptors. I love velociraptors.
Yep. Yeah, they're quite dinosaurish, the monsters, aren't they?
Yes. Especially I think Ram is the most velociraptorish.
Okay. So you get a monster, then what?
It's called. You bond with it, you can name it, you can ride it, you can battle with it.
So you go out with your monster.
Monstie. It becomes a monster once you've hatched it.
Yeah, and then you can do battles with it. So tell me about how the battles work.
There's red, green, and blue. Blue beats red. Red beats green. Green beats blue. And blue beats red. Like the type triangle from Pokemon.
Yep.
So blue is Squirtle, red is Charmander, and green is Bulbasaur. Okay. Like that. Red is the power attacks.
Right.
Green is the technical attacks. Yep. And blue is the speed attacks. I like the speed attacks.
So you have to decide, you have to look at the monster you're fighting against and then get a sort of work out which one you think it's most likely to be.
For an example, a guy that digs holes for burrows, power.
That might be a power one. So then you know speed attack's going to be best against him.
Yes.
But also you've got to think about the attack your monster is going to use as well, don't you? Because your different monsters... Or that are on your team.
For an example, a Pecky Pecky, I think is pronounced, goes technical attacks. Rammer, Viceraptor, I think it is, goes speed attacks.
So you need to line that up. And if you get them together, and you attack the same person with the same attack, what happens?
Double attack!
Double attack. You get pretty cool, like, double attack.
And you can get a double kinship stone attack. That's really cool.
So as you bond with your monster, then you can do different things, that you can ride them in battle. And it's turn-based, isn't it? So it's battle like Pokemon, where you're taking turns to do the fighting.
Like, slice. Sometimes they don't attack because it's a head-and-head. One of them, it could be a draw, you both go for the same. It could be, you get victory, or you
So if you do, so if you do a... Is that how it works? So if you do an attack at the same time as the other person does an attack... Then it's a head-to-head, and that's when the type triangle works. So if you've got speed, they've got power, you win, and you get the attack.
Yeah.
So you get like an extra attack then.
Yeah.
And it's turn. You're taking turns. So it's not everyone battling at once.
No.
So you have to, like, it's quite strategic, isn't it?
Yes, strategy is very, very important in this game.
So what's the setting like for this game?
So you, like, start off in an island, see all around you, and then you, like, gradually move on. You can go to, like, caves and jungles and new islands.
What does it look like?
It looks really, really pretty. Like, when you first upload the game, it shows some images of places, and it looks really, really, really pretty. And it's really, really, really cool.
It looks like a lovely place to go, doesn't it?
Yes.
Except for all the massive monsters chasing after you.
That's especially those Velociraptors. They're really fast.
Velociraptors. Yeah, if you, yeah, I mean, I think it would be a lovely place to go on holiday, except for the monsters.
Yeah. No, I'd love to go there.
Would you, even if you had to fight the monsters?
Yeah. Especially to meet that grey, the guy with the Wings of Ruin.
Oh, the,
main boss.
The
Rathalos.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, very good. Okay, so when you, so you attack, you've got your monster, you attack other monsters, and then when you defeat the monsters, you collect monster parts, don't you?
Which is quite creepy.
It's a bit gruesome, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you use those parts. What do you use the parts for?
Upgrading weapons, making weapons, upgrading armour, making armour, trading and stuff.
And there's a lot of different types of armour, so you can do some really, you could do some cool outfits, aren't there? Tell me a bit about the outfits.
There is a Picky Pecky outfit, there is a Velociraptor, I'm just going to call it. There is a Quillayaco.
Tell me about the outfits, though. I don't want a list of outfits, I want to know what they're like.
They've each got, like, different attacks for defence and different, like, moves, I think.
So they make you, so they give you different skills and stuff?
Yeah.
Do they look interesting?
Yes. As well as, like, really good attacks. They look cool as well.
Which one's your favourite at the moment so far?
So far, probably the Pukey-Pukey. Pukey-Pukey, Pecky-Pecky-Peck-Eh, Peck-Eh. Depends how people say it.
What is it about that one that you think that you like?
One, because my favourite monster at the moment, I think, is the overall Pecky Pecky.
Right.
Or Pukey Pukey or Pukey. Pukey or Pecky.
Let's assume we don't know how to say it, but you can pick one of those ways and we'll just say it the same way every time.
Pecky Pecky. And I really like the Pecky Pecky because, like, it shoots poison from the back of its tail and from its mouth, and I think it is quite cute.
Oh.
And the armour, it's got, like, a hood, and I really like outfits with hoods.
Yep.
So, like, and I really, really think it's cool. And so far, well, there were other ones that I prefer just by looking at it, but I didn't have enough parts to get them, so I wanted to go for the highest one that I could get. So I went for that one that I could get, and it was the highest one that was there.
Awesome.
Out of the ones I could get.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like we haven't got that far in it yet, but there's a lot more. There's a lot more to see and do.
Yep.
I'm very excited. I believe once you complete the game, once you finish the sort of main game, that's when it brings in co-op quests. That's when we can go on adventures together. So although this isn't typically a game together game,
nope, sadly,
it will be.
Hopefully.
As we get closer
hopefully.
To the end.
Hopefully.
I think it definitely does. It does. I've definitely read they do have co-op quests in there, so I'm hopeful we're going to get to do some monster hunting together as a team.
Yeah,
with my monster
hunting.
Army and your monster army. It's going to be it's going to be cool.
The monster armies will destroy anything in their path.
So what's your recommend? What would be, if you had to give it a score?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? Wow, not, you didn't have to think about that. It's got everything you want
everything.
From a game. If you like
hoods, outfits, riding monsters and monsters.
So who would you say this game is ideal for?
People who like monsters. Riding monsters, outfits. Woo-wee.
What sort of age do you think this is good for?
Five.
Five?
I don't know.
I think you have to be able to. You need to be able to read and understand the story quite a bit, don't you? Yeah. Elsie tried it and didn't like it.
Seven.
She's seven.
Eight.
I think 8 or 9 probably is a good age for this game.
That's
a good shout. Well, I mean, you're 9, aren't you?
Yes, I'm 9.
So it's spot on for you?
Yes,
but
it's really
it's quite complex. There's some complicated mechanics in there that I think for anyone younger might struggle to understand.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good, and I love it as well. I think it's fantastic. If you like Pokemon, if you like
Monsters,
any sort of monsters, but I think it definitely feels like a Pokemon type game. You're catching eggs, aren't you? That's the other thing we didn't talk about, is you're collecting eggs from the monsters.
I sort of
talked about it. Well, let's just specifically talk about it. So every time you go to a monster's den, you collect an egg, don't you?
Yes. One. egg though, so you must choose wisely.
So you have to choose wisely. And then you take the egg back, and then it's a bit of a like, oh, what will it be? Hatch the egg.
I always close my eyes if I hatch multiple, and then I close my eyes, oh, what's going to be? Oh, it's just that stinky bear guy again, or the royal luth, however you pronounce it.
So yeah, we would definitely recommend that, wouldn't we? I think
yeah,
that's a good one to do. Okay, cool. So that's Monster Hunter Stories 2 on Switch, also available on PC, if I'm not very much mistaken. And before we go, we've got one other game that we've been playing. So we've been trying out some older games or games we've missed out and haven't played yet. And I've had sitting on my PC for quite some time a game called Trine, and this is also on Switch and I think numerous other platforms as well. But we've been playing it on the PC. There's four of these games, Trine 1, 2, 3 and 4. We decided to start at the very, very beginning and have a go of that. And it's a fun game to play together, isn't it? Me, you and Elsie have been playing that together.
Sadly, not four people or six or ten.
No, it's a three-player experience.
A knight, a wizard and an archer.
So tell us about Trine, Lois.
There are three characters, the knight, a wizard and a archer.
A thief she is, isn't she? But she's also an archer. And what are the different things they can do?
The wizard can summon boxes and planks. And the knight has a gravity shield.
Yeah.
A shield and a sword,
of course.
And a sword.
Yep.
And the archer, we've not discovered her second move yet. So.
But she's already got a...
So she can just like send vines up
and I. She can grapple, can't she?
Yeah.
She's got a grappling hook and, of course,
bows and arrows. I was guessing that maybe she could summon like vines for other people to like climb on the vines to get up to higher places.
Ah.
Or she summons like a swing so they can hop on and it like swings them and sends them flying to other places.
So it's pretty cool. You can, and it's a fun game because you're. Each person's really got jobs to do, haven't they? So the wizard,
yes.
He can draw boxes or planks.
Planks,
and so he helps you get around places and stuff like that, yeah. Weigh down levers. There's a lot of physics-type puzzles in there where you have to put, you know, use the gravity to move things around. But he can't really fight. He's pretty useless when it comes to fighting.
Well, he can trap them by, like, use a piece of plank going up, place that diagonally. And then...
Yeah, but there's not much else he can do, is there?
No.
So then you've got Thief, who's got a bow and arrow.
And the grapple hook.
And so she's... You like to play as the thief,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, you play as the wizard and Elsie plays as the knight.
So you're always swinging around, clambering on things,
yeah.
Jumping up stuff.
Getting all the bonos.
Getting the bonuses. That's pretty cool. And then the knight, he's a tough guy, isn't he?
Tough guy.
He's like cutting up those skeletons, blasting everyone, and hopefully protecting people. Although not always protecting me as the weak wizard who constantly gets killed by all the skeletons.
Protects me and me, though.
Yeah, nice. And it's a beautiful looking game, isn't it? Considering how old the first Trine game is. This is a remastered version of it, but it looks really nice.
Yes. It's a really nice scene, especially the Crystal Caves, I think it is. That one's really, really cool. I think the Dragon Graveyard's very sad for me, very, very sad. But I think the setting's really cool.
Yeah, so it actually takes place like inside the Trine, whatever the Trine is. I'm not really sure what the story is, to be perfectly honest. It seems that
it's quite confusing.
You've got three characters.
So three characters touch the Trine, it's sucked them in, and they've got to do all these quests inside the Trine. And then then I think it leads to this giant wizard or something. And the wizard says, do this to get out of the Trine. They do that, and on the end of the game might be them out the Trine and free and go off doing their separate lives.
That would make a lot of sense. But to be honest, I don't think it really matters what the story of the game is. It's nice that it's got a story, but mainly it's about doing the levels as three people, where you really are. That is a proper co-op game, isn't it? Where you really do need to work together to get everything done.
Yes. But it would be a little bit quicker to like hop in the boxes, make yourself levitate off.
So if you spot that, especially if it's on sale, but if you spot it on the Switch store, would you recommend this one?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a really fun one, a really good one to play, I think.
Yes, it's really, really fun. It's a really, really fun game.
What sort of age are we talking here, Lois?
7 or 6, maybe.
Do you think
probably 7.
Do you think you could play it on your own?
No!
What, you think you need a grown-up?
You need a wizard, you get stuck. The wizard can, like, help someone blanks up and, like, get you on the box to help you get you out. No, you need three people from my point of view. You need three people.
Yeah, so you do need it. But do you need... You can play it on your own, because you can switch. If you play on your own, you can switch between the characters.
It's quite hard.
Yeah, quite hard. So you find it a bit easier when you've got a grown-up to help you out with the process.
Yeah.
But definitely, yeah, I definitely think it's one... It's a good one if you've got a family where there's, you know, an older person, a medium person, and a little person. You can still have fun, and the little person can still get involved. Because the knight hacking away at skeletons is quite easy to do, isn't it?
Yes.
But then the wizard's got a bit more... It's a bit more complicated.
Yes, and then archer, that is quite complicated to get the swings, because you can only clip onto wooden platforms.
Yep.
So you can't grapple onto, like, stone and swing to dry land. So pretty much, yeah, it's quite hard, that game.
Nice. Well, that's it. So that's Trine. So we're recommending this week, we're talking about Trine. We definitely think that's a definite recommendation to check out. Old game, but...
As people normally say, to be safe than sorry. I'm going to say, to be trying, then fine.
Right, classic phrase.
Does not make sense.
Not at all, but never mind.
It's better to play trying than to be fine.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, I think it's better to be fine.
To play trying.
Why not play trying?
To be fine, play trying. And other finds you find in the trying. No.
Have you got one of those for Monster Hunter Stories 2? That's going
to
be quite
hard. If you want to catch a monster... You better be a good jointster. Still working on that one.
Yeah, you keep practicing that one, I think so. But definitely, we definitely recommend Monster Hunter Stories 2. And that's it, I think, for us this week. If you'd like to know a bit more about what we do, then...
Ooh.
Oh, have you got something
If you
else?
Go to a bed, you might find an egg.
I don't know what that means.
Ugh.
Okay, keep thinking. So... If you'd like to find out more about what we do, then please do come and hook up with us on Game Together UK on all of our social media channels. And of course, gametogether.co.uk is the website where you can get this podcast each and every single week. Please do subscribe.
Follow,
subscribe, whatever it may be. And then you'll get this podcast all the time. We've been a bit lackadaisical about the release schedule of this podcast, haven't we, Lois?
Sadly.
We've been a bit distracted, put a lot of other stuff going on, but... We're going to get back on track, aren't we? We're coming into the summer.
Hopefully.
We've got a chance to catch up on a few games, and it's time for us to
get... Special guests.
We've got some special guests. We've got some stuff. We've got some cool stuff planned, actually, haven't we? So it's going to be a good...
Cool stuff planned. It's going to happen.
Don't overpromise. The stuff isn't that cool.
It's not that cool.
Okay. Well, you know, either way, we'll just try... Let's just... Before we try and do something too spectacular, we'll just try and release every week.
Try and do something
Oh my goodness.
Spectacular.
I think it's time to go before Lois comes up with any more puns. Terrifying. Okay, well, until next time, as always,
Game together.
Bye.
Night, July.
Oh, God.